Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 5th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So yesterday we talked about the power of investment and how Costco turned personalization into $500 million and how Macy's proved that when you invest in the right stores, customers respond. Today, I want to extend that thread with a story that shows what happens when the investment is AI and how three major retailers are deploying it in ways that go well beyond the hype. During their Q1 earnings calls, Best Buy, Gap, and Dick's Sporting Goods all detailed specific AI implementations that are reshaping their businesses. Best Buy's incoming CEO, Jason Bonfig, made a statement that I think captures the moment perfectly. He said, quote, "Customer expectations are evolving, technology is reshaping how we shop, learn and live, and our competitors are not standing still." Best Buy reported $8.9 billion in Q1 revenue with 2% comparable sales growth. But here's the real signal. Bonfig described Best Buy not as a retailer, but as a retail media, advertising and technology company. They have partnerships with both OpenAI and Google to embed AI across the customer experience. Gap is using AI to improve merchandising decisions. Dick's Sporting Goods is deploying it across inventory and engagement. And according to an NRF report from late last year, 39% of retailers expect AI to account for more than 10% of their technology spend by 2028. This isn't experimental anymore. It's operational. Now, let me pivot to the summer sale calendar because something significant just happened. Target confirmed its Circle Deal Days will run June 23rd through the 26th, the exact same dates as Amazon Prime Day. Both companies moved their summer sales forward from July to June for the first time. Target Circle 360 members get early access starting June 22nd with up to 45% off across apparel, beauty, home, toys, and essentials. This is deliberate counter-programming. Target is forcing a direct comparison and betting that its physical stores, drive-up convenience, and private labels can compete head-to-head with Amazon's marketplace breadth. For every merchant listening, this matters because these events reshape consumer behavior across the entire market. The deal-hunting mindset spills over. If your summer promotion is still planned for mid-July, you're arriving after the wave has crested. Now here's a retailer story that genuinely surprised me. Five Below reported Q1 results showing net sales growth of 32.5% to nearly $1.3 billion. Comparable sales surged 22.7%. And the strategic move that caught my eye. They eliminated their Five Beyond store section, the area highlighting higher priced products above the $5 point, and folded those items back into the regular store layout. CEO Winnie Park said they focused on creating fun treasure hunt shopping experiences with simplified pricing and better visual presentation. Growth was driven by a 19% increase in transactions, not by higher ticket sizes. That tells you more customers are walking in and buying. The squishy toy trend, particularly the squishy dumpling viral sensation, was their standout category. What Five Below understood and what so many merchants miss is that promotional clarity beats promotional depth. Their entire brand is a simple promise: accessible, fun, affordable. The Five Beyond section muddied that promise. Removing it simplified the customer's mental model, and the results speak for themselves. On the search and discovery front, there were several significant developments worth your attention. Search engine Land published a piece arguing that traditional SEO work is no longer driving growth the way it used to. Their core thesis is that keyword research and on-page optimization still matter, but authority, distribution, and brand visibility now drive more organic growth than technical SEO tweaks. This connects directly to Google's expanded candidate set problem. As AI systems evaluate broader content pools, what wins isn't having the right keywords, it's having verified authority and semantic depth that AI can trust. Google also introduced search profiles within Discover this week. These are enhanced publisher landing pages where users can follow a publisher and see their latest articles, videos, and social posts in one place. For e-commerce brands that invest in content marketing, this is a new discovery surface you should be thinking about. And on the paid side, there was a really practical piece about customer match being what they called your number one competitive advantage in Google Ads right now. The argument is simple. As privacy changes make third-party tracking less effective, uploading your first-party customer data gives Google's AI the signal it needs to find high-value prospects. If you have an email list and a Google Ads account, this is something you can set up today for an immediate improvement in targeting quality. In the Magento ecosystem, Mage Dispatch highlighted several noteworthy tools this week, including a Sansec Watch integration module for Magento 2, a Hoover compatibility checker, and a structured data module. These are the kind of unglamorous but essential pieces of infrastructure that keep stores secure and discoverable. Hoover also updated its default theme changelog through version 1.4.6, continuing to refine the performance-optimized storefront that makes Magento competitive with modern headless architectures. Let me bring this all together. If the last few days have been about choosing your lane and making the investment, today's theme is about clarity. Best Buy has clarity about what it is, a technology company that sells electronics. Five Below has clarity about its value proposition, so much clarity that they killed a successful store concept that contradicted it. Target has clarity about its competitive strategy. Meet Amazon head-on, same dates, same energy, different strengths. And the search ecosystem is rewarding clarity too. Clear authority signals, clear first-party data, clear brand identity that AI systems can evaluate and trust. The merchants who struggle aren't usually the ones lacking resources. They're the ones lacking clarity about who they are, who they serve, and what makes them worth choosing. Get that right, and the technology decisions start making themselves. That's your OnTap Daily for June 5th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.